Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Talking with Heroes talk show program. I am Bob Calvert, the founder of Talking with Heroes, and it's www.talkingwithheroes.com. And if you put a / and about, ABOUT, it'll give you a little bit of a 10-year history, including our 5 trips to Iraq and 3 to Afghanistan from 2006 to 2011. But also we have a new site, which is www.thankyouforyourservice.us. Well, we've been doing these weekly programs now for over a year and a half with r4alliance.org. That's the letter R, the number 4alliance.org. Their leaders, their veterans, nonprofit, recreational therapy members, strategic partners, and more. Last week, we talked with veteran Don Peters and Gold Star widow Kim Sanchez, and I think about 10 veterans with www.notforgottenoutreach.org, and they talked about their Taos, New Mexico 2016 appreciation ski event. It'll happen January 19th to the 24th. And you can find out details on those events, again, on our news site in the left-hand column. On our next program, we will be talking with Lynn McCray. She's the business manager of www.10-can.info. And she'll be talking about their March 12th to 13th survival race in Florida with kayaks and canoes. Sounds like it's going to be a great event. Wish I could be there. And now on this program, I'm going to be sharing some of the www.4alliance.org member organizations and their 2016 retreats and events across America. And I'm actually working on Talking with Heroes, being on site at some of these events to film and do interviews with a team of videographers like we did last year at the R4 Alliance National Conference in Florida, in Texas, interviewing Project Healing Waters fly fishing veterans and Angela McDonald with the Comfort Crew. And so we're working on the teams. I'm for sure that we have a team that I'm going to be able to be there. I'll have help to be able to get around so I can be on my scooter, motorized scooter. And that's the World Team Sports Face of America, right? We'll talk a little bit more about that in just a couple minutes. But let's get started with some of these other organizations and their events and the dates. And by the way, if you want to get more details, including email contact info on each of these organizations and even a phone number, and more details about them, on our news site, you'll see an article in the left column. It's, again, www.thankyouforyourservice.us. The article is titled Info About 2016 R4 Alliance Recreational Therapy Retreats, Rides, Events, Tour. And so that'll kind of help you out a little bit. You can get more information. So let's start with January 21st to the 24th. The Marineland Military Support Retreat in Florida, all about relaxation, restoration, and recreation. This is a free retreat for post-9/11 military and veterans and their primary support person and our spouse. You'll relax by the beach and the Marineland Nature Preserves, facilitated by veterans and VA Department of Defense experts and community nonprofit support organizations. You'll get to interact with dolphins and horses, kayak in the nature preserve, and more. To find out more, go to www.gratitudeamerica.org. And John November, his email address is jnovember@gratitudeamerica.org. Next is February 7th to the 16th. Higher Ground SV, which is one of the original founders of the R4 Alliance organization. And they're in Sun Valley, Idaho. Their website address is www.highergroundsv.org. The Higher Ground Winter Programs, which is what's coming up now in February, and other events throughout the year, but they primarily focuses on alpine skiing, snowboarding, sled hockey, and Nordic skiing. The goal of this five-month program is to provide individual instruction that increases the participant's ability to a level where he or she can enjoy snow sports at the highest possible integrated setting. Participants will learn physical and communication skills to apply at home and school. Snow sport goals are also set for individuals in order to track progress throughout the season. You can email them at info@higherground.sv.org. Next, I mentioned in the beginning, Lynn McRae is going to be on next week talking more about this. March 12th to the 13th, an event, it's a 2016 survival race in Florida. Again, www.10-can.info. I hope to be able to be there with a videographer to film from the boat that will follow the kayaks and canoes, but unfortunately, I'm back in rehab now starting next week and probably for a couple months, so I've got to get do everything possible to hopefully get my foot and leg okay so I can be walking without assistance. But anyway, that's March 12th to 13th. And next is, well, there's an event coming up that, again, I was hoping to be able to make it there, but I want to let you all know about it. We're still hoping that maybe we can get a call-in from there from some of the soldiers. It's the March 20th Bataan Memorial Death March in New Mexico. And it's going to be an incredible event. My brother is leading a team of soldiers that he commands. Told me it's one of the most grueling things he's ever done. And he's been in the military for quite a while. He's had deployments in Afghanistan. I mean, he's pretty good shape, but he said it's going to be challenging. And, okay, next is April 9th to the 16th, Ride to Recovery. That's Ride, the number 2, recovery.com, their Texas Challenge, which will go from Houston to Fort Worth, Texas. They told me everything is big in Texas, so this event should not disappoint. They start in Houston and finish in Fort Worth. They're looking at up to 200 riders. This event will visit some new destinations, featuring visits to Scenic College Station in Georgetown, Texas, Healing Heroes from the Center for the Intrepid at Fort Bliss, and Fort Hood are also expected to participate in this iconic ride. And if you want more information on that, here's a phone number, 818-888-7091. That's 818-888-7091. Email is info@ride2recovery.com. On April 21st to 24th, www.worldteamsports.com, who does all kinds of events across America, been for years and years and years. We covered last year their Face of America ride. A lot of videos on our YouTube page, so you can see exactly what happened there. And this year they're going to have two Face of America rides. I talked to Richard Reinhardt the other day with World Team Sports, and he said the new ride is so far about 50 riders registered. It'll be from Valley Forge to Gettysburg. And then the bigger ride, which we were on last year, they're looking at over 600 riders again this year, going from the Pentagon to Gettysburg. Both rides, by the way, will meet in Gettysburg. So this is going to be great. They've got big plans for their opening day with speakers and entertainment. And we do have a team that's expressed interest in going. They teamed up with me last year, father and son, Andy LaPointe and Ryan LaPointe. And so we're going to be hearing back more from Richard on more specifics, I believe, early next month. And by the way, 102 of the events, we're going to be streaming them live over the internet on video. So this is going to be a really, really, really exciting event. And another organization that we've had on our program a number of times is www.nobarriersusa.org. And they have, do this yearly, USA, what they call No Barriers USA Expeditions. June 19th to 25th, they're going to have a men's veteran team. July 31st to August 6th, the women's veterans team. July 24th to July 30th, the co-ed veterans team. Then they're going to have their St. Mary's Glacier expeditions this year. May 27th to May 30th, co-ed veterans team. June 3rd to June 6th, women's veteran team. July 1st to July 4th, co-ed veteran team. And again, you can find out more information on those locations and everything at www.nobarriersusa.org. Another organization who I've had the privilege of working together with one of their leaders, Angela McDonald, is the Comfort Crew, www.thecomfortcrew.org. We'll have a list of all their events, including possibly one right here in Colorado Springs that we're going to help with. So go to their website, thecomfortcrew.org. And then also the Warrior Bonfire Program, www.warriorbonfireprogram.org. This organization focuses on Purple Heart recipients to find brotherhood, support, and healing at the bonfire. They do this for Purple Heart recipients and also for military spouses, different events. And as a matter of fact, I'll be talking with one of the leaders here, I believe it's tomorrow, Michael Foss. He's a veteran, and he's going to talk about what they're going to be doing up in, I believe, Centennial, Colorado. Another organization, this Project Sanctuary, with their military family retreats, projectsanctuary.us. There's a long list of events they're doing. They're expanding this year. California, Texas, Colorado, and I believe some other areas, they're going to be doing these military family retreats. It includes the children, too. My daughter and her husband had a chance with my grandkids and their children to be at one about 3 years ago in northern Colorado. And, boy, these are great retreats. And also on, May 21st, 2016, at Denver Sports Authority Field at Mile High Stadium, they're having the Project Sanctuary Gala. This is going to be a great, great event. They talk about this is their ninth year. They're changing lives. Through evidence-based practices, they stand apart from other military veteran organizations, providing healing, hope, and empowerment to the entire military family, with 83% of every dollar going to families. Their six-day intake retreats and two-year follow-on programming is managed by a team of ex-licensed counselors, social workers, even a registered nurse. Many are veterans themselves, which is true of many of these organizations. The results that Project Sanctuary Retreats are getting is receiving national attention. All program participants who want a job are employed, none are homeless, 90% of marriages remain intact, and zero program participants have been lost to suicide. Because of these results, 1,800 families have reached out for help and are currently on their waiting list. So you want to get involved with this? Go to projectsanctuary.us. Another organization, they have events throughout the year, is Georgia Aquarium. And you can find out about their events, especially for veterans, military families, at www.georgiaaquarium.org. Another big national organization, Project Healing Waters Fly Fishing. It's www.projecthealingwaters.org. And we did interviews with, I believe, four or five of their veterans in San Antonio, Texas in November. Again, you'll find those videos and all other videos from Face of America Ride and trips to Iraq and Afghanistan at www.youtube.com/bobscene9246. Another organization is doing great work, fishing and just all kinds of things. It has to do with water. HeroesOnTheWater.org. They're based in Texas, but they're also expanding to other areas of the country. Another organization is www.EagleRockCamp.org. They also do military family retreats on the East Coast in the mountains, and just great, great organization. Another one is Tee It Up for the Troops at www.teeitupforthetroops.org. But, you know, I'm just haven't hardly scratched the surface of what's happening here this year. There's now over 700 member organizations, nonprofits, that are part of the R4 Alliance. Each is an organization unto their own. They've gone through a screening process, and that you can find them all, again, just by clipping the members link. There's other links, too, for strategic partners like Starbucks. There's over 70 organizations, and so we'll be announcing more of their events. We're actually working with some of the organizations who are planning on having a retreat in Colorado. That's in Project Sanctuary, obviously one of them, but the Comfort Crew is another, and we have others talking to us. The Warrior Bonfire Program, I'll be talking with Mike Foss tomorrow. So we're going to do everything possible in 2016 to help bring the news about recreational therapy to our military and their families, to veterans and their families, and caregivers all across America. For any company, organization, or individuals, we'd like to be thanked on some or all of the video episodes we're planning on doing at some of these events. Please email me at bob@talkingwithheroes.com. And, we'll definitely be doing what we did for the last 10 years, really, is sponsors made the trips to Iraq and Afghanistan happen. Sponsors have made all the trips we have done. Me, 69 years old, living on a fixed income, that is the only way we could have done what we have for the last 10 years. Without these great organizations like Bill Wisniewski with Lightning Graphics, GA.com, in Columbus, Georgia. He is a Special Forces retired Army. He has a team of people that film almost daily, but definitely weekly, for the Airborne Association on Fort Benning and other organizations that he has agreements with. Colin Clark with www.greenoxpallets.com. I mean, they are literally revolutionizing the pallet industry with recyclable, the materials used to make these metal and paper pallets, the tests that have been done by huge international corporations overwhelmingly show how effective they are, and they're lighter, they're less expensive. They also, they're not wood. So, you know, some of you may know, maybe you work for a company that has pallets, they break, where they end up? In the dumps. So this is greenoxpallets.com. And, of course, working with R4 Alliance has been just an amazing experience for me for a year and a half. I'm going through a lot of health issues. I've interviewed, oh, my gosh, I think over 50 organizations now. You'll see videos on our YouTube page. From the R4 Alliance National Conference, just amazing Americans. And many of them, if not most of them, are veterans themselves or military families. And that just gives you a little bit, you know, information about some of these events across the country. But there's many, many more, folks. So when you get a chance, go to www.r4alliance.org. And when you start getting into this and finding out more about these events, if you know any military families, veterans, and veterans' families, ask them if they've heard about recreational therapy helping close to 200,000 veterans across America. And then just, you know, pass on this information to them. So we really appreciate it. So, again, I want to thank you for listening tonight. Please share this program to all of our men and women who are serving still in many places around the world, across America and around the world. Thank you for your service. Thank you for your families. Thank you to all veterans and your families for your service to our country and all first responders across America and your families, especially to those men and women who might be in an area right now, like Afghanistan, like Iraq, many other areas where they could be in harm's way. Be safe. Stay alert. God bless you. Thank you for listening. God bless America.